good evening. Praise the Lord tonight. Let's all stand tonight. As you're working your way to your seat, hopefully you're standing or walking, which you have to stand to do. We're going to start this evening in prayer. Let's pray that God has his way in this service. But it's not just about this service, right? This is just where we touch in, say hi to everybody. You know, this is just another moment, hopefully, of a connection with God throughout the week. But let's pray that God has his way, that we connect with God in some way today, that we're touched, that we're changed, that we're challenged and encouraged. Let's, the stuff of the week and today, it doesn't matter how stressful it was. It can wait till tomorrow, right? You got plenty of years to worry about that stuff. Let's just pray that God has his way tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for today. God, thank you that we're all here to worship you. God, we set aside the things of today and this week, the distractions, God. We're here to focus on you tonight, God. We're here to worship you tonight, God. Have your way in our hearts and minds in this service, God. Let your presence, Lord, let your spirit work its will in our lives tonight. In every aspect of the service, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can be seated tonight. We have a few announcements for the week. A lot going on, which is awesome. Awesome. Great opportunities. First off, if you are a guest, this is your first time maybe here in person, or maybe you're watching online, or maybe this is your first time watching online, but it's not April 26th, 2023, and you're watching in the future. Either way, we welcome you to the family of God, to Calvary Gospel Church, and we'd love to get to know you a little bit more, maybe ask you a few questions, nothing serious. But we have a little, you can look up here, there's a bit.ly link. It's also on the our Facebook page. Or you could go to the back. We have a little card for you to fill out. We'd like to get to know more about you, see if there's anything we can do to help or pray with you for. Maybe you want to learn more about God and take a Bible study. Go ahead and fill that out. We'll reach right out to you. Giving options, if you would like to give, we have a number of options, ways you can give. You can give online. Go right to cgcmadison.org/giving/giving. You can give in person. We have a little box in the back. You can give by mail if you like the mail. And you could also give on an app. There's a lot of stuff happening at Calvary Gospel Church. We try to announce as much as we can, but there's a lot of items. So download the app if you want to stay in touch with things, and then find somebody like me and say, how do I use this thing? And we'll help you. And then a couple things that are coming up here. This Saturday, April 29th, is the ladies crafting event from 7 till 9 p.m. And this is in the Kids Rageous room. So just come into this front door where the carport is. If you don't know where that is, you'll see some people meandering around. And it'll take you back to the Kids Rageous room. So that's the ladies crafting night. If you have any questions, you can find Sister Lindsay tonight, right, Sister Lindsay? And then also on Saturday the 29th, there's the family sharing and prayer at the church. So maybe you're a woman and you want to do a little family hanging out and prayer. Maybe you want to come over there and craft and then come back. Whatever's on your heart to do, there is opportunity for community here in the house of God on Saturday the 29th. So ladies crafting is from 7 to 9. The family sharing and prayer will be open at 5 p.m. The doors will be unlocked. And I say till 10, but most of the time everybody has kids, and so no one is here till 10. We're usually out by 9 at the latest. But there's no agenda. Just come. If you want to bring food, bring food. There's nothing going on, just hanging out as families. If it's good weather, we'll probably play outside as well. So, and then the last two items is this Sunday, April 30th, is our Kids Crusade. Our children's ministry will be facilitating the Sunday morning service. We're super excited about this. And the theme is God's Operation. There will be no kids classes, as the Kids Crusade will happen right away at 10 a.m. So if you want to be a part of it, show up at 10 a.m. If you show up at 11, you'll be here just in time for the altar call, probably, because it'll go about till 11:15, 11:30. And also, the kids will have an opportunity to sit up front. There'll be some teachers up here, too. So if you want to let your kids sit up front, they can do that as well. If you are in New Life classes, there are still going to be New Life classes at that time at 10 a.m. You can go to your New Life class. And then after the service, we're having a cupcake reception for Jacob and his wife. Wife now. That's big. Wife. And we're going to get to know her a little bit better and maybe make Jacob uncomfortable a little bit. And no, I'm just kidding, Jacob. We won't do that. We just did that now. So stop in after that service and enjoy a cupcake and say hi to the happy couple. And then last but not least, awesome opportunity we have coming up, volunteer opportunity. Everybody's like, how do I get involved? What do I do? You know, there's nothing to do here, right? Well, there's opportunities to get involved just to volunteer to help. You don't need to be fancy. You don't need to know how to like install an engine in some Jeep, right? You don't need to know how to do that. You don't need to know how to clean a house. Just come to the church and they will help you. And what it is Rock Ministries, our new church plant location in Janesville. Yes, we are excited about that. It's closing in on a new building on Monday, and we need volunteers to help clean and set up for services on May 2nd, May 3rd, and May 5th. And so what this does, so what does your help do? One, you're giving to the kingdom of God. That's like, you can't even put a number on that. But more importantly, your help is helping them prepare for worship and fellowship as they begin their new church in this new building. So if you have any questions about this or want to sign up, see Pastor Jerry. You guys, if you don't know Pastor Jerry, just ask around. He'll find it. He's also raising his hand over there. So if you could stand tonight, we're gonna go to the Lord in worship. Remember what we said this week, today, it's behind us. Let's just focus on God. And let's give him the glory and the worship that he's due, because he's here tonight.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is breaking. Our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You made a way, and we're standing here only because you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. You move mountains, yes, you cause walls to fall with your power. You performed miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for. What you are famous for, make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I God, we believe.
Praise God. Let's worship God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. God, you said it. We believe it. We act on it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. We have a quite long verse to start us out tonight. But before we go start our lesson, if you can't stand, that's okay. Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. Look, mine are closed too, so I can't even see if you're closing your eyes or not. Okay, take a deep breath in your nose. 5 seconds in. 5 seconds hold. So ready. Okay, let it out. Okay, let's do it again. Hold it. Let it out. You can be seated. It's April of 2023, and we started this year something, it's been called many different things, but it's a family series is the way I started it. For those of you that don't know, I'm the family pastor here at Calvary Gospel Church, and God laid this on my heart last year, and I spoke with Pastor Roy, and he said, yeah, that's a good thing. So hopefully we're still doing okay. But so this idea is the family series. It's really based on this. Let me see if I got my clicker working. I got to point it. Am I missing it, Brittany? This is going to get awkward because they're all wondering how many slides I have tonight. Okay. So this is all based on this verse, John 14, verse 6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so we started this series that I'm calling The Way is Life. And so when we think back about this verse that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by me, what we're learning is that if we want to have relationship with God, if we want to go to heaven to be with God, if we want to follow God and claim to be his disciple, and he is our teacher and our God and our master, then we should follow his way of doing things, right? Okay, we're on the same page. And so, if we follow his way, it's life. I think the problem I've seen in my life, we'll start with my life. I think the problem I've seen in my life is God's way is not always easy to do. It's not always easy to start, right? And in the times it is easy, either way, it's usually fairly not logical. Can I say it that way? It doesn't make sense within the rules of the world that we live in. Right? The rules of this world might say something like, oh, go look out for yourself. And God says, put your brother above yourself. Put your sister above yourself. Well, somebody did me wrong. I'm going to get them back. No, God's way says, give them your other cloak. Walk with them. But they took advantage of me, Pastor. Yep, go ahead. They used you for a mile. Go another mile. Let them use you again. But they smacked me in the cheek. But God's way says, yeah, it says, turn the other cheek. But you know what? You know what, Brother Peter? But they did something really bad. They despitefully used me and persecuted me. Now I have a right to get on Facebook or send an email or make a phone call or go to my brother Willie and be like, did you hear what they said to me? It was despitefully using and persecuting. But that's kind of what we hear in the world, right? Like this, something was done to me, I have to do something back, or something has to be done back. And God's like, nope, that's not my way. And so what we learn as we read through God's word is that his way of doing things is a little bit different. But if we will apply his way to our lives, and if we will begin to follow his way of doing things, we will have life. And so the way, God's way, is life. But we don't always do it that way because we're not perfect, right? And so sometimes I think to myself, well, maybe it's okay for me to get angry. You know, that's okay. You know, maybe it's okay if I react this way, or I don't necessarily do this part. And is this part of God's way really that important? I think my way can work just fine. And for the youth that went to Link Rally, this is not a new verse for you, but oh, sorry, this is the wrong one. Sorry, this is a addition here. Sorry, I got it backwards. So to start over on there, he says, I am the gate. Jesus said, I am the gate. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. You do it my way. You follow in my footsteps, the way I lived life, which ultimately ended in a gruesome, horrible death that he didn't deserve. Remember that. That's why Paul says that I may know him in the power of his suffering, and or the fellowship of his suffering, and the power of his resurrection. Okay? And will come in and go out and find pasture. So if you enter through me, you will have the food and everything you need, the security. Remember, he's the shepherd. A thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it in abundance. So we do it God's way. We go through his gate, the way he did things, following his path, and we have life more abundance. But we don't do that, right? And so we have to ask ourselves, maybe you've been there. I've been there, and I've sat there and said, God, why isn't this working? And it usually takes me a lot of prayer and maybe a few messages and some time sitting there to realize, well, maybe it's my way that's not working. And so that brings us to Proverbs 14, verse 12, which says, there is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way to death. And so what we're trying to understand in this whole series this year is that if we will find the things in God's word that says, here's how you should live, Bishop always used to say the Bible's a manual for life. So, once again, if a manual has a troubleshooting section and a little index and all that, you should be able to go to the, okay, I was despitefully used and persecuted. Let me find that. Okay, page 48. Okay, there we go. Pray for them? Well, that doesn't seem like that'll work in the troubleshooting section. I'm just going to hit them with a hammer. Because that's how we fix our washers and dryers, right? But if it's the manual for life, then we should be able to go to it when things hit us. And when life hits us, and we should be able to say, okay, what's the way to do that? But we don't. We think that this way seems like it makes more sense. This way is easier. This way is more logical. Well, this way is less embarrassing, requires less death of me. So there's a way that seems right to a person, but it ends in death. And so our goal is to find the way of God and follow the way of God. Whoa, we skipped ahead there. So the overall goal of the series is to equip men and women to lead their families to a life focused on Jesus by providing resources, examples, and opportunities. Sister Jessica asked in March, how many people did the homework? It was a hard homework, right? And then she gave out an even harder homework. Now, Phil had to help me move the schedule around here, so you had extra weeks to do that. But here's the thing. I'm not going to ask you whether you did your homework or not. I'm not here to make anybody do anything. I'm here to offer opportunities to help you grow as a person and as a family and maybe just as a couple, right? It's what we do with those opportunities when we leave these doors that matter. You can come in here, I think Pastor Roy mentioned it a couple months back, where you can come in here and eat from Pastor Roy's plate that he prepares twice a week, but that's not going to fill you, right? And so the goal is for us to help you learn to fill yourselves and your family. As a reminder, there's four focuses for the year. We have the first quarter was priorities and boundaries. Okay, when we talked priorities and boundaries, we talked in January, we talked about ownership. And our line was, we are responsible for the growth of our family. Spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. We are responsible, not that person. He's responsible to help us teach us how to do this and what's right and wrong, but we have to be responsible. If you're looking for the church to teach your kids, they will help, but it's your job for the growth of your family. Socially connecting, all that stuff. February, we talked about eliminating hurry and distraction. We can slow down and be more present. And in that month, we really try to take some time and say, where am I spending my time? And a bunch of you, it sounds like, you were so busy spending your time that you couldn't even count your time. It's just rich and increased in time. And then the third service that we talked about with Sister Jessica last month was family focus, which is we can choose what we focus on. We get to choose what we focus on, okay? Now, I got to go backwards on all these. So this quarter, we're starting spiritual disciplines, and then the third quarter, we'll talk about service and community. A little plug here. If you're looking for opportunities to serve, going to help clean the Rock Church in Janesville is a great opportunity, okay? So I would look for that. And then lastly, we're going to be talking about becoming a priest. So where are we at this quarter? This quarter, we're talking about spiritual disciplines, and this month, we're talking about prayer. And so I have a very, very big, very important verse to go through with everybody. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray constantly. Pray constantly. That's a horrible verse. Zero context. Pray constantly. Especially when you just read it by itself. It's very like shaming, right? Pray constantly. So let's break this apart. We're talking about prayer, the first spiritual discipline. And I just want to start by saying, if we put our heads together and just want to do one, say, hey, let's put a series on prayer. It could be, I mean, we could spend 6 months, Pastor Roy. I bet you if you gave Pastor Roy and said, hey, you get 6 months on prayer, he'd come back and say, I need eight. Okay, so I'm about to try something in 15 minutes that should take like 20 sessions. But I'm going to focus on one part. My goal is to make it just a little bit simpler for you and maybe give you a starting point, okay? And hopefully kick you in the right direction. So let's read Luke 11, verse 1. And it says, he was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. I like this verse because it was kind of my first prayer that I started meaning. God, teach us. Teach me to pray. Show me what prayer looks like. Show me what prayer means. Show me what good prayer is and what bad prayer is. And this whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know how to pray. No one really teaches me how to pray. It's not like this. Like, prayer is important. I know that. And I know it's essentially talking with God, but what does that look like? And so how many people know what his response was to them? Anybody know, Brother Kerry? He says, after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, come on, say it with me, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Is it two or forever? Amen. Right? So he's telling us, this is how you pray. And there's some people out there that may have taken this a little literally. Right? And there's some people that would say, well, this is an outline. Could be true. Right? And so this idea of prayer is starting to get to us. Jesus is alone in the garden. He's wanting to pray. They say, teach us to pray. Right? And so as I start thinking about prayer, the words that come to mind are like meditation and silence and thinking and listening for the Holy Spirit. And there's all these different things. But the problem is I think one of the challenges, we don't like to sit with our thoughts. Probably the reason we couldn't do our homework and figure out what time we spent, right? If you struggled putting together what your focus was, I know what your focus was. It was that you can't focus. Right? That's a problem in itself. That's a problem that I've had. And I've been like, okay, I see the problem now. I can't even focus on focusing. I'm in deep. I need to get rid of something and start focusing on the right thing. So sometimes, like Sister Jessica said, not doing the homework and not being able to do the homework is a homework lesson all in itself. We want to see our lives changed. We want to experience this change process, the result of the change. We want to overcome our fears. We want to face our issues. We want to see growth in our life, but we don't want to sit and pray. I don't know why. So anyway, they're sitting here and they're asking God, teach us to pray. And he gives them the Lord's Prayer. And so as I think through this, I'm thinking, hold on, what are the different, we'll call it methods, what are the different things you could print on a piece of paper that you could hand somebody and say, this is prayer, right? And so I tried to come up with a list of all the things that I've heard and thought of. And none of these are I'm treating lightly. I'm treating them all with respect. But we're going somewhere with this. So we know it's the Lord's Prayer. We've heard of the Lord's Prayer. How many people have heard of the prayer circle? I think you can still find a printout out here. It's like 10 minutes or 5 minutes times whatever it is to get to 60, right? And you pray for each section and each topic. Really good. Like, it gives you really detailed thing. If you're looking to fill an hour, it's really good. The prayer of Jabez. If you were born in the 80s and 90s, you know what the prayer of Jabez is, and you might have even watched a few evangelical services, okay? But the prayer, maybe somebody would say, you got to do the prayer circle. Oh, nope, you got to do the prayer of Jabez. Well, you know what? I'm a personal fan of this, but still, you got to pray through the tabernacle. That's the tabernacle. You want to learn about the tabernacle, you go sit down with Brother Caskey for about 4 hours, and you'll get just a sliver of it, and it is amazing. He taught all of our Purpose Institute classes about the tabernacle. Whew, good stuff. But there's a book out there about praying through the tabernacle and a YouTube series just by a Pentecostal preacher down in Louisiana. Phenomenal. And that's a way we can pray. Some people say, well, it's just, no. We just need to pray spiritual warfare. That's true. We do need to pray spiritual warfare. I have people tell me, you need to put on the armor of God every day. And I do put on the armor of God every day in prayer. So that's something, right? We should be doing that. Some people say, well, you got to bind and loose. That's what prayer is. I got a little black book on that one. I almost have a book on most of these. I don't know if Sister Linda's here, right? There's a bunch of books on these. These are good things. I love that book on binding and loosing. Some people say, just bring your needs to God. He's here to answer them. And other people say, don't bring your needs to God. Right? Some people say, pray for yourself. Other people say, pray for others. Some people say, pray in the Spirit. Some people just say, sit with God and meditate. Other people say, well, Jesus only said to pray for one thing, and so that's the only thing we can pray for, and that's laborers. I'm not treating it lightly. That's what's told. And so we're starting to see this pattern. Some people say, pray the Psalms. Do not answer this out loud. So which one of these is right? Yes. They're all good. They're all a part of prayer. They're things you should be doing and can be doing and will be doing someday potentially in prayer. I look at these items right here almost for my life, and this is how my brain makes sense of it. I look at them as tools in my prayer tool belt. And you know what? Like, I am not a handy person in real life, so I'm not great with tools, right? But I look at these as tools in my prayer tool belt. And too often, we see this list and we say, well, I definitely can't pray. And so we don't. This is deep. I don't know. What does binding and loosing even mean? Like this, I don't, sitting with God and meditating? No. Like this, like these feel like big things to us. It feels like a giant hammer drill. Right? Pastor Roy remembers when I was like 120 pounds and I was using a right angle drill. Jeff might even remember it. And we were in the ceiling and I was standing on a ladder and it kicked and I'm like spinning around in the ceiling. Right? Sometimes we aren't ready for a tool just yet. But thank you, Pastor Roy and Jeff, for getting me ready. But these are tools in our tool belt. And if we see them as tools, we see them as things we can learn to do. So tomorrow morning, I hope you don't all try to wake up and say, today is the pray through the Psalms. I'm going to master this one today. No. Our first thing we're going to focus on is this idea of just like teach me to pray. Okay, we're going to start there. But let's start talking about what prayer is. We haven't even talked about that yet. We've talked about what like pieces of paper people would give you to call it prayer. Books you could read to call it prayer. Amazing books that I love that are by my bed. Yes. But simply, prayer is communicating with God. That's it. But let's take it a step further. I always talk in the marriage sessions, if if communicating with my spouse, if prayer is communicating with God, communicating with my spouse is the same thing. And so communication is what? Talking and listening to what? Understand. That's communication. Talking and listening to understand. If there's no understanding, then communication didn't happen. You can talk and you can listen, or you can do one or both, but if we're not understanding each other, we didn't really communicate. Right? It's just like two-way radios going out into space. Two one-way radios going out into space. It's just words and babbling. And so prayer is communicating with God. And tonight, I want to boil us down to a very simple thought when it comes to prayer. Okay? I want to break prayer into three things. And this is what I want you to focus on. And if we will focus on these three things, you will begin to add tools to your tool belt. Okay? The first part of prayer is that we need to be intentional with our prayer. We need to purposely create opportunities to connect with God. So when I think of the word intentional, it means it's something I'm choosing to do, that I am prioritizing to do, that I am setting aside time to do. It is not something I do in my shower because it's, well, I'm not doing anything else in there. It's not something I do while I'm driving. It's not something I do while I'm talking to my wife. I might, right? It's not something I do. It's when I say, I'm going to be intentional about a moment of connection. Now, you might say, Peter, my life is busy. You just try that with your spouse or best friend, and you tell me if it works. I don't need to be intentional talking to you, Pastor Roy. I'll be on my phone. I'll call you when I'm in the shower. You know, how's that going to feel? Not great, right? And so the first step is to be intentional, to purposely create opportunities to connect with God. What does that look like in real words? It means schedule a time. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to spend time connecting with God. Okay? Look at this. We're keeping it simple. I didn't get right to the binding and loosing yet. We need to do that. But this is step one, intentional. Step two, we need to be present. When we do schedule that time, we have to be present, which means we are in the moment and not distracted. Think about a friend. Think about a coworker. Think about your boss. When you're talking to your boss and they're just kind of like rolling on their phone, looking at their computer, that's not being present. You've probably done it with your spouse or your kids, right? And so we're looking to be intentional, making a specific time, and we're looking to be present in the moment, not distracted. And lastly, we're looking to be honest. And this one's less fancy words. It just says, say what is on your mind, what you think and feel. Be yourself. Too often we come to our prayer closets and we try to be Brother Roy, or we try to be Brother Casket, we try to be Brother Bryce. Say, I would like to pray like this. No, no. You come to God and you be yourself. We come to God and we be ourselves. I think of three examples in the Bible. Romans 12:12, it says, but joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Sounds like somebody that's making it a priority. I'm intentional about prayer. I'm going to be faithful to my prayer time. Philippians 4:3-7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. That means when we're in our moments, we pray. We're present in our moments with God. It says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ. The other two verses that I think about when I think about prayer is Luke 18. And we could do 20 sessions here, but we're going to keep it short here. Luke 18. And also, he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and looked down on everyone. And this is what he said. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing and praying like this about himself. God, I thank you I am not like other people, greedy, unrighteous adulterers, or even like this tax collector over here. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. But the tax collector, standing afar off in the back of the church, the back of the synagogue, he would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but he kept striking his chest and saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I'm a tax collector. I probably don't even deserve to be here. That was a man that was being honest. He knew what he was. He knew where he was. And he was coming to God where he was. He was honest. I tell you, this one went down to his house justified rather than the other. This is Jesus speaking. Because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. And so how do we approach this prayer idea, this idea of being intentional, the idea of being present, the idea of being honest? Matthew 18, verse 1 says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, so who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Once again, we're trying to do it our way. I just want to get to the top. He called a small child and had him stand among them. Truly, I tell you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Whoever humbles himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one child like this in my name welcomes me. Unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. When we start to look at it that way, this idea of being intentional. Daddy, 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 daddy. My kids are always present when they're talking to me, even though I'm not always present with them, right? And you wouldn't believe the honesty that comes out of a child's mouth. Maybe you would. So maybe it's a little simpler now. Maybe it's a little simpler to say, let's focus on being intentional in our prayer. Let's focus on being present in our prayer. And let's focus on being honest when we pray to God. And sometimes honesty looks like, God, I don't even want to be here right now. I've had a horrible day, and this doesn't even feel like it's working. I don't feel like your presence. This is whatever. You're talking honestly to someone. That's cool. I wouldn't be disrespectful for the record, but I would be honest with God. And so this is where we start. This is our starting point. The basic requirements, the starting point to start, this is like putting the belt on before you start collecting tools and learning how to learn, use them. This idea says, I'm going to pick a time, I'm going to be present at that time, and I'm going to be honest at that time. What have I not talked about yet when it comes to prayer? How many minutes have I told you to pray for? I never said. Do I think there's a right or wrong answer? I don't know. But I know if you are being intentional and present and honest and you are starting to pour your heart out to God and tell him what's on your mind, the time won't become something. You will find yourself praying constantly because you will find the joy and the value of taking time in your day to sit and talk with your God, your creator, your king. You're going to see in the moment that this seems weird, but you're going to realize that prayer is a daily thing. It is a building thing. It is a progressing thing. It is not an event. Prayer is not an event. It is not a goal or an achievement. It is an experience and a process that will lead to results. It will lead to change if we are intentional, present, and honest. But we have to start. That's our problem. I'm not asking you to start with the big list. I'm not asking you to wake up tomorrow, although you'd have a lot of benefit if you put on the armor of God tomorrow. Even if you don't fully understand it, you pray that. You watch how that changes your life. That's changed my life, putting on the armor of God. Once again, whole series we could do on the armor of God. We're not doing that. I'm not asking you to start there. I'm asking you to start tomorrow morning, tonight, whenever your time is, being intentional, present, and honest. Lao Tzu, if I'm pronouncing that right, said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Too often we see the 1,000th mile and we see how difficult that is, and so we're afraid to take the first step. My goal tonight is to show you a simpler step to start with. My goal is for you to say, I'm going to connect with God. And I now know what it looks like. I'm being intentional, I'm being present, and I'm being honest. And just start there. And if your first prayer, if you want the cheat code to start out, maybe your first prayer is, God, teach me to pray. I really want to pray. I don't really know how to pray. Next thing you know, you've spent 4 minutes talking about how you don't know how to pray while praying. cheat code. But if you need somewhere to start, let's start there. So we're gonna have some fun here. So April, prayer. Have you noticed that every one of ours is we can or we are? These are statements for you to say. I can be intentional and present and honest to connect with God. So, what are some things you might pray for? I'm down here now. That means I'm asking questions. You can raise your hand and tell me something. What are some things? Are you willing to be the first for us? What's something you might pray for, like a person or event or yourself? What's something?
Well, I pray in a way that I address burdens. And I have burden for the lost, the backsliders, the prodigals. And that's one of my focuses in prayer.
Thank you for sharing. So, we can pray for the lost. Who else? What's something else we could pray for? Sister Jane, what's some?
What? The government. Oh,
the government. That's great. What's something else? Who else has got some? Oh, sister, what do you got?
Our pastor.
We could pray for our pastor. This is good. Our leaders. Did you?
What? Our kids.
Our kids, yeah.
All of the ministers.
All the ministers. This is good. I got some guys back here. What are some things we can be praying for?
Pastor Hawk.
Yeah, because he's sick and we've been praying for him. Yes, that's a great thing.
Family?
That's really good. We could pray for our family. We could pray for our parents or our children. We talked about that. Brother Seth?
Something new to learn every day.
We could pray that God is teaching us something new. Be careful with that prayer, Seth. He will teach it to you and you will not like it. How about it? Oh, we got someone over here. Hold on. Now, some of you better get ready so I don't have to run back over there. What's something we could pray for?
I forgot. What was it?
It's okay. It's okay.
I forgot.
So we could pray for a better memory. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, it's like I remembered, but I forgot. And then it was like,
It's okay. If you think of it, you just shout it out, okay? It's sometimes with a mic, we forget things. Sister Caskey?
Missionaries.
We can pray for missionaries, people doing the work of God. What else can we pray for? Oh, whoa, hold on. I got to get back there for this. Who said this? Jackie, what'd you say?
Our jobs.
Our jobs. That's really good. Like the jobs we work at. Can I add something there? If we're at our jobs, what can we pray for?
The sick. The people that are sick.
The people that are sick. Our boss. Oh, my goodness. Man, we're praying here, folks, and it's only been 3 minutes. What about you, sister?
School districts.
Oh, that's a good one. You already got one. We got people over here. Oh, we got one right back here. We're coming back. What are some things we can be praying for? I got you.
The music team.
Oh, a little biased there. I see it, but it's good. It's good. We got some people back here. Brittany, did you raise your hand? No? What do you got?
The world.
The world. That's good. What do you? Nope. Sorry, Rowan. Your mom shook her head. No. She saw that one coming. Brother Dennis. Oh, we had that one.
Music ministry.
Music ministry.
End time Bible prophecy.
End time. So this is very interesting. Oh, we got one more. This is my little guy right here. We're going to finish with Malachi. Okay. I'm going to test you. Is Dad feeding you this? You have no idea? What are you going to pray for?
What are you going to pray for?
I don't know.
What do you pray for at night? What do you pray for? You pray to God? That's really good. That's really good. Thank you. And so, I did not ask you to take notes. This is not your list. Your list is what's on your heart. There's a lot of hearts in this place that God has put stuff on you to pray for. And sometimes as a church, we all gather together, and Pastor Roy says, we're all praying for Brother Hawk because we want to see him healed, right? We're all praying for the Rock Church in Janesville because we want to see revival, right? We're praying for our communities because we want to see God move. But when you're praying with God, it's what's on your heart. You just saw a spattering of just people that said, this is something we could pray for. And so when we go to be present and honest and intentional, what is something we can pray for? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What's bugging you for the day? You know how many times I have to start my prayer saying, God, I am totally stressed out with all this stuff. I give you this, and I give you this, and please take this. You said cast all your cares, so here they are. Get ready. Right? Intentional, present, and honest. Okay, so we're going to take some time, okay? We're doing really good. It's not even 8 yet, okay? Don't leave this time. Okay, we're taking time. Sister Abby, can you come play the piano so people don't think it's time to leave? Okay. Now, last time I said find your family. Okay, but this time that's okay. We can start with your family. But there's some people here that are single or maybe just married. I want us to get in groups of 4 or 5. Okay. Find a spot to sit or stand. I really don't care. And what I want you to do, start thinking about this. I want you to go around in the circle, one person at a time. And share something with the group that you would like them all to pray for. Okay? 4 or 5. If you're more or less, that's fine too. Don't be a loner by yourself. Okay? There's people that will pray with you. If you see somebody by themselves, go grab them and say, come pray with us 3 or 4 or 5. So I want a small group. So let's do it right now. Let's stand up. Stand up. Okay, this is all awkward. Everybody's going to look around. Who's got the best friends? It doesn't even matter. Find people near you. Okay, Sophie and Mila, you're going to be up here by me. Okay? Just stay right here. Find a group of people. Everybody get a little circle. Look at this. They got 6 in a row right here. That was easy. Those 3 back there. This is easy. Find a circle. Okay, this is not some big, deep thing. It's not time to greet the guests. Okay? What I want you to do is go around your circle and say something that you want the group to pray for. And then once you've all said your thing, the person to the left of the person with each thing is going to pray. So, for example, if I'm here in this circle, I might say, hey, pray for my job. And so Pastor Roy in our little group is going to pray for Peter's job. We're going to hold hands if you're comfortable or just be around each other. And then Pastor Roy is going to give a request, and Sophie's going to pray for Pastor Roy's request. And we're going to go around the circle and pray for this. So let's just take 5 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it is. Go to your circle, share your needs, and then pray for them as a group. No fancy words, just be honest with God in front of other people. Thank you. As you finish your prayers in your groups, no rush, just work your way back to your seats. Maybe as you start to pray, here people brought you things that they wanted to pray for. In our little prayer circle, Pastor Roy has a friend with a wife that's sick. Sophie has a friend at school that we were praying for, and Mila was praying for her friends, and I was praying for a friend I work with. You start to hear these things, you start to connect with people, you start to connect with your family, and God starts to put other things on your mind. I'm praying for healing. But you know what? There's somebody else sick. We got Brother Hawk to pray for. My mom was sick. We got my mom to pray for. Right? And then you start realizing, wait. There's more to this than just sickness. There's forces in this world that are coming against the church. There's the rulers of the darkness and principalities and high places that are coming against the church. And I'm not praying for just sickness and healing anymore. I'm praying the strongholds are coming down. I'm praying that God will bind fear and depression and anxiety, that God will remove distractions, and God will take away the things in our lives, but that his peace will be loosed into situations. But now we're starting to put tools in the belt. Tonight's all about starting simple. And so here's our homework assignment. You could do this by yourself, but I encourage you to find... The goal is, first off, if you have a family, you should be doing this with your family. Men, don't be all in all the services saying, we're the leaders, and then when we ask you to do something, you don't step up and lead. So here's your chance. Homework this week. Really hard. Connecting with God. Now, the next thing we have is May 10th, okay? May 10th is the next service we have. And so between now and then, the goal is to take time each day to connect with God by yourself. This is you as an individual, okay? So youth, single people, married people, people online, find a spot, a time to be intentional, to be present, and to be honest with God every day. I don't know what that time is. I don't know how long that time is, but I know it's intentional, it's present, and it's honest. Number two, I said focus on connection, not duration. Okay? Number two, we're going to take time each day to pray as a family or couple. So, what does that look like? Peter, that's, man, I can't lead my family through the Lord's Prayer and the prayer circle and the prayer of Jabez. No, but could you do what we just did tonight? We could do that. We just did it. This is easy. You're sitting in your circle, Pastor Phil. Malachi, what do you want to pray for? That might take some time, but you can get there. Right? Pastor Phil, what do you want to pray for? Josiah, what do you want to pray for? Fiona, what do you want to pray for? And then we each pray for one of the other person's requests. And we start to build our prayer. You can sit down. We got two more minutes. Just be comfortable. We start to build our prayer vocabulary. We start to put tools in our belt. But it starts with overcoming the awkward and saying, prayer is important. God is important. Communicating with God is important. And so I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be present. And I'm going to be honest. And guess what? This Friday, April 29th at 5 p.m. is our next family sharing and prayer. Saturday? Did I say Saturday? Friday? Saturday? Well, if you come Friday, you got the date wrong. If you come Saturday, you listen to the guy who gave the wrong day. Okay? So... thank you for the clarification. Family sharing a prayer on 4/29. What does that look like? It's literally a free-for-all. It's just, we just hang out, have fun. Some people played games. Some people sat around and talked about their cars or their home or their neighbors or their school. They might even go play on the playground. But this time, we're going to add something little tiny. Okay, I'm not pulling one over on you. We're going to do what we did tonight. We're going to get in little groups and pray for each other. Or just pray for things that's on your mind. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's the government. Maybe it's the lost. I don't know. But we're going to get a little circle as families. We're going to pray. Because if we're not connecting with this God we claim to serve, then we aren't serving the God we claim to connect with. And so that's our homework assignment. Take a picture of it, write it down. But really, I'm just telling you to pray every day and to lead your family in a prayer every day where they get to pray too. It's okay. They'll figure it out. You might have to coach them. They're 4 or 5 or 6 or 3. You might have to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. For my dad, who's awesome, who's awesome. Well, they might not go all that way. But you might have to lead them in prayer. Age dependent, right? That's okay. That's our homework assignment. Let's all stand. There is a way that seems right to a person, but the end of it is death. I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom here, but what I'm telling you is the way we're trying to do life, which in this case means kind of making prayer on the back burner, isn't really serving us well. If you sit down and you take the moments we never took and said, what do I need to focus on? You're going to say, you know what? Prayer's probably pretty important. And I hope you don't walk away saying, Peter's just beating us over the head with prayer. No, it's the opposite. I'm offering a really cool opportunity, and I'm trying to make it simpler to start. But as we grow and learn and pray, it gets better. And you might not see it tomorrow morning when you're praying and it doesn't make sense, and you're just praying, God, teach me to pray. But you're going to look back 3 months from now after you've been intentional and present from honest, you're going to say, God has been with me. God has moved in my life. I have seen the lost come back. Not the first time I prayed sometimes, but I'm going to see it. There's no altar call tonight. I'm just going to say a prayer. That God helps us to pray and teaches us to pray. Okay? And then just go talk to people, go home, go to Culver's, whatever it is. But the reminder tonight is that we can be intentional, present, and honest to connect with God. We can be intentional, present, and honest to connect with God. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for who you are. For being our God and our creator and our king, our Messiah. But God, for being our friend that sticks closer than a brother. God, a God who wants to get to know us, who knows every part of us, but still wants to hear us talk about it. God, we know you have all power in heaven and in earth. God, I pray that you would teach us to pray. Give us a heart for prayer, God. Give us a heart for prayer. And God, I know it might mean that it's, like, just help us to be intentional and present and honest so that day by day we can build our appetite. We can build our muscles, our prayer muscles, God, as we learn, like, you are there and you love us and you care, God. Teach us to pray, God. God, give us strength in this world. God, build our tool belts as we go, God. Help us to focus on the simple and just connecting with you and being so honest, God. God, I pray over this church, God. God, I pray, Lord, that your word would do what it set out to do. God, that when we pray, you will meet us there. When we taste and see that you are good. God, I pray, Lord, that you would meet us at our knees, that you would bless every person, every family that goes down this path because they are following your way. Thank you, God, for who you are and what you are doing, God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. You could be dismissed. God bless you.